Good morning. It is 10:01 a.m. We are here today, December 27, 2024, via Zoom meeting for the pre-hearing continuance of OPAPA 24-005, Pacific Federal Management Inc. versus the Guam International Airport Authority. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Benjamin J.F. Cruz. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jared Hernandez and Vince Duenas. Will appellant PFM please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Mr. Public Auditor. This is Mars Johnson on behalf of PFM. We do not have an institutional representative present.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GIA please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Mr. Public Auditor. William Brennan from the Ariola Law Firm for the... For the Guam International Airport Authority, we won't have a management representative present today. Thank you.
Thank you. Will interested party Green Community Development, DVA Surface Solutions, please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record.
Good morning, Shannon Titano for Surface Solutions. We do not have a representative present this morning's proceedings. Thank you.
Thank you. You may proceed.
Do we have any other interested parties that wish to?
Joyce Tang for Cortec. I'm observing. Thank you.
Observing, okay.
Thank you.
Well, counsel, do we have a settlement?
Good morning, Mr. Public Auditor. If I may, for the airport?
Yes.
Okay. So there is no settlement for you today. I do want to thank you and your staff for accommodating my leave. I did come prepared with some dates to propose and just some, I guess I would call it one small period of unavailability for airport management, which would be airport week from January 10th through 17th. But apart from that, we would ask, I haven't run this by other council yet, but we did initially discuss mid-January as a potential hearing. I don't anticipate filing any motions at this time, and we're prepared to go to hearing on the merits on PFM's protest and appeal.
Unfortunately, I will be away for some medical detention in the middle of January, so that will not be possible. I'm not going to be available. But going by just the regular hearing schedule that we usually set, I'm proposing that by next Monday, that will be the motion deadline. You said you're not filing any motions, but in the event any other parties are going to file a motion, it'll be due on Monday, the December 30th. Opposition to motions will be heard on January the 6th. I mean, will be received no later than Monday, January the 6th. Reply to the opposition is due on Monday, January the 13th. A tentative. Actually, oh no, that's right. You guys, airport week is 10th to the 17th, right? The motion
yes.
Hearing is scheduled for Friday, January the 24th. Mm-hmm. Filing deadline for hearing material, exhibit list, witness list, admission of facts, and list of issues will be due January 31st, 2025. Hearing briefs are due on Tuesday, February the 4th. And the formal hearing date right now is scheduled for February the 6th. Anybody have any problems with that schedule?
No problems on PFM's part. I will be leaving Island on the 8th, but I don't imagine the hearing taking more than 2 days.
Okay.
No problem for the airport as of right now. I will make sure to get with at least the airport witnesses. If I could request other counsel, could just let me know who they intend on calling from the airport so I could just make sure we could outlay their availability. And then I just wanted to raise one other point, Mr. Public Auditor, and that would be for third-party witnesses not employed by the airport or PFM. I do anticipate at least one, possibly two from the Contractor's License Board that I will list, and one from the airport's third-party designer, ENA Engineering. Could I work with OPA staff, and I'll copy counsel, to get subpoenas issued in advance of the February dates if those work out, just so that we could make sure everybody's here. I agree with Mr. Johnson. I don't see, I was anticipating maybe half of a day to three quarters of a day for my case after PFM.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, no, we'll sign this subpoena, get it to us in the next week.
Understood.
Ms. Tartino, anything from you?
No, Your Honor, thank you.
All right, so Jerick will be issuing an order with these dates and times. And we'll be looking forward to see if there's any motions or anything that we need to address before then. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. We're off the record at 10:08 a.m.